July 21st, 1900. Necessity of the purification. After spending one day being dozy and so sleepy that I could not understand myself, having received communion, I felt I was going outside of myself, but I could not find my highest and only good. So I began to go round and round in a delirium. While doing this, I felt there was someone in my arms, completely veiled, in such a way that I could not see who he was. And so, unable to refrain any longer, I tore that veil, and I saw my longed-for all. On seeing him, I felt I wanted to burst into complaints and nonsense. But in order to break my impatience and my delirium, Jesus gave me a kiss. That kiss infused in me life, calm, and broke my impatience. So much so that I was unable to say anything anymore. Then, forgetting all my miseries, and I have many, I remember the poor people, and I said to Jesus, "Placate yourself. Spare so many people's torments so cruel. Let us go together to those areas where such things are happening, that we may comfort and console those poor Christians who are in such a sad state." And he, "My daughter, I do not want to take you, for your heart would not bear seeing such a harrowing slaughter." And I, "Ah, Lord, how is it that you have permitted this?" And he, "It is necessary, absolutely, for the sake of purgation in every place, because in the field sown by me, weeds and thorns have grown so much as to become trees. And these thorny trees do nothing but inundate my field with poisonous and pestilent waters, to the point that if a few ears of grain remain intact, they receive nothing but punctures and stench. And so much so that it is impossible for more ears to germinate. First, because they lack the ground, which is occupied by so many noxious plants. And second, because of the continuous punctures they receive, which give them no peace. Here is the necessity of the slaughter, to root out so many bad plants, and of the shedding of blood, to purge my field of those poisonous and pestilent waters. Therefore, do not want to grow sad at this beginning, because not only there where I sent the scourges, but in all other places is purgation needed." Who can say the consternation of my heart in hearing this speaking of Jesus? So, again, I insisted that I wanted to go. But Jesus, not listening to me, disappeared. Left alone, I took my way to go there, but I kept finding now an angel who would make me turn back, and now purging souls, to the point that I was forced to return into myself.